Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, buckle your seatbelts, because today I'm going to reveal to you one of the mysteries of the universe. It's not where Jimmy Hoffa is buried. It's not who killed JFK, although Trump just declassified the JFK files. No, I will answer the age-old question, what makes a stock rise and fall in value? And here's the answer. It's the same answer as to what is a hot dog made of, or what is in bologna. Nobody knows. Okay, enough joking around. But before I get to my main points, let's back up and talk about some basic principles. A stock represents a piece of ownership in a company. That's right. You don't have to be in charge of hiring and firing. You don't have to run the marketing department. But you can be a partial owner in a company by buying a share of stock in that company. You, as an owner, get to participate in the profitability of the company, and sometimes the companies will pay their owners a portion of the profits. This is called a dividend. There are downsides to being an owner. If you paid money to purchase shares of a company and that company goes bankrupt, the value of your shares goes to zero and you've lost your money. This has happened to several well-known companies: Enron, Kodak, General Motors, Blockbuster. Now, when we're talking about a stock price rising and falling, remember, we're discussing an open market where willing individuals are pursuing a transaction and a selling of that share. And at the heart of the transaction is the principle of supply and demand. There is a finite number of shares available for each company, and demand can increase or decrease based on the number of factors that we'll talk about. Naturally, the higher demand for a stock, the higher its price will be, and vice versa. Think about buying a Starbucks at an airport. There's a limited amount of coffee, and a whole lot of people want it, and suddenly you're willing to cough up 10 bucks for that caramel macchiato. That brings us to our main discussion. What makes a stock price fluctuate and the demand for that stock price for the demand for that stock ebb and flow? And I give you four main reasons. First of all, people or the market expect that a stock will be higher in demand in the future. Let's take a couple examples. International Business Machines Corporation, also known as IBM, their stock price went from $10 a share in the mid-1990s to over $125 a share in the year 2000. Why did that stock price rise so much? Because the market expected that shares of that company would be in increased demand in the future, and people were willing to pay more and more for one share of that company. Unfortunately, the stock price dropped after the year 2000 by more than 50% because people's hope in that company and expectations of future demand dried up. Second point, a stock price will rise because of a company's earnings growth. If a company shows stronger than expected profits, that will drive up demand for that stock because people will want to be owners of that company. This has happened recently to the NVIDIA Corporation. As recently as October of 2022, NVIDIA stock was trading at $10 a share. Over the next year, the stock price quadrupled to over $40 a share. At that time, people wouldn't judge you if you were hesitant to buy a stock that had just quadrupled. How could a company be expected to increase profits enough to justify that price? Well, through 2023, before NVIDIA defied expectations with blowout earnings, and the stock is now worth over $140 a share. Does that mean NVIDIA will double or triple again? That's yet to be seen. Third reason a stock price fluctuates: investor sentiment. Sentiment can be described as people's general optimism about the market in general. Do people believe that this is a good environment for companies to make money? During the pandemic, we can all remember that the stock market lost over 30% of its value very quickly in just over 6 weeks. There was widespread fear that people would stop spending money and companies' profits would dry up. Well, for some of those companies, that was true. But sentiment quickly changed. Because of unprecedented government borrowing and stimulus, along with innovation, companies found a way to make money again. Investor sentiment did an about-face, and the market recovered. In fact, if you didn't sell your stock during that year, most people's investments were positive in 2020. More recently, in 2022, investor sentiment turned again when the Federal Reserve shocked the market by raising interest rates very quickly in an effort to control inflation. Stock prices dropped because people expected that it would be harder for companies to make money when it costs so much to borrow money. I remember multiple days in 2022 when Amazon, a huge company, fell by 10%. Fourth reason a stock price can rise or fall is because of political news. In January of 2022, VanEck's exchange-traded fund that tracked the Russian economy was trading around $22 a share. Of course, we all know that sadly, Russia decided to invade Ukraine. The political turmoil that ensued caused that ETF to plummet in value and eventually to be liquidated. It went to zero. Think about it. Political environments can give investors hope that companies can make better profits. And obviously, it can have the opposite effect as well. Well, by no means has this been a comprehensive list, but I hope it's given you some understanding as to why stock prices fluctuate. And I want to wrap up this video by applying this knowledge to your situation. In light of what we've learned, how can you invest more wisely? Well, first of all, remember that stock prices can fluctuate because of many reasons, and there is no way to predict what can happen to a stock's price. We can run formulas, study trends, make predictions, but there's a reason why financial advisors always say, past performance is no indication of future results, because the market can surprise you. It can suddenly freak out, and out of nowhere, it can take off. I think about November of 2020. The world was in the middle of a pandemic. There was a turbulent election. Democrats not only gained the presidency, they swept the House and the Senate. How did the market react? It was up by more than 15% that month. This also means that when you invest, you must diversify your portfolio. We follow Dave's suggestion of investing in good growth stocks, aggressive growth, and international stocks. And when you invest, be ready to see your stocks go up and go down. Invest for the long haul. Have an emergency fund that gives you peace of mind. And don't get nervous and get out of the market when it falls. But we'll talk about more of these topics later, but we're out of time for now. If you've enjoyed this video, I'd appreciate if you would hit that like button. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment in this video. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.